Coming up on the DMT One-to-One Show, episode 63, on the 3rd of June 2014, an interview with Damien Tardieu, co-founder and CEO of the music search and recommendation company Neeland. Hello everyone, and welcome to the DMT One-to-One Show, where we talk to interesting music tech startups and interesting digital music projects every week. And this week it's a real pleasure to have Damien Tardieu from the company Neeland joining us on the show. So hi Damien, and thanks for joining me. How's it going?
Hi Andrea, how are you?
Great. It's great to have you today. And I've been aware of the company for a few months now, and it's a pleasure to have you on the show finally from Paris, right?
Thank you.
You're in Paris, right?
Yeah, we are in Paris.
Great. And so let's talk about Neeland. And first of all, give us a bit of a background around the company, how it all got started, and what spurred you to start the company.
So we started the company almost 1 year ago, in August 2013. At the beginning, we were two researchers from a French laboratory in music technology, the IRCAM. And we end up with a very good technology for music similarity and music classification from Signal. So we decided it would be a good idea to start a company with it because we thought it works very well.
Awesome. And so you also have an academic background, right, in doing this kind of work?
Yeah, we are two of the three co-founders are experimented researchers. We spent almost 10 years in the academic research. And the third guy is more a market-oriented guy.
Sure.
We met him during the first year of the project. And we are a good team right now.
That's great.
And we are very happy to work together.
And so looking at sort of the problem you were trying to solve, what was your first minimum viable product that you wanted to have to be able to offer to the world?
So the first product we launched this year at the beginning of the year was a simple API for music search and recommendation, which is based only on signal analysis. So it allows our clients who own catalogs to search easily inside their catalog. For example, searching from examples or searching by tags. So, for instance, they can instantly answer questions like, I need a track that sounds like Madonna. I need a track with piano and other stuff like that. So this first product was mainly thought for people from licensing.
Yeah, absolutely. And so that essentially is a way for you to be able to find music based on the analysis of a number of data points within the track without context. Essentially, you don't need tags or anything like that. It's more a question of the actual sounds of the track.
Yes. Actually, the technology analyzes the content of the track, and then using pattern analysis, music listening, and what we call unsupervised learning, we are able to obtain a deep understanding of the music content. For instance, timbre, structure, rhythm. And all this is represented into a small code that we extract from the track.
Perfect.
And then we can easily compare two tracks by just comparing the codes.
Right.
And see, okay, those two tracks are very close, or they are a bit close, or very far from each other.
And so that's also the way that you can do this in a relatively quick time frame, because otherwise it would take such a long time.
Yeah, the size of the code is very important, and the way we can compare to code is very simple, and it was one of the major breakthrough of the technology, it was to be able to compare very quickly two tracks.
That's great. And so, of course, you started with a product that is aimed primarily at the licensing market. And we're going to talk about, Celar, which is the separate website and that is accessible for people that are working in this field. But beyond that, sort of, I can see a lot of potential applications of the technology. So what are you looking at in terms of expanding the API offering and expanding the services to different players in the music industry?
Okay, so right now we are selling it so mainly for licensing and synchronization, we are then testing the product and showing it to the public, we are trying to be ready for a launch for let's say more general API for music recommendation for the end of the year.
Awesome. That's great.
So the idea would be to have first a fully functioning API based only on Signal for, let's say, the end of the year, and trying to mix the Signal with external data during next year.
That's great, and so that would include things like similarity between artists, also how they're trending online, and also a taste of the actual user. So it's a combination of more generic data around what's happening on the web, and also personal data around the user itself.
Yes. So the fact is that we could do that based only on Signal.
Yeah.
We could do artist similarity based on Signal, which would give a very interesting similarity. Because, for instance, when you talk about Michael Jackson or Madonna, they have such a long career that obtaining similarity based on social media or stuff like that is difficult, whereas based on Signal we can have an idea of the whole set of music they are able to create, and they created during their career.
Right, exactly. And also, it's interesting because I was speaking to a few people. I was in Miami actually at a conference in March, and we were talking about the fact that a lot of the recommendation services rely heavily on context to provide information, which is not necessarily for everybody seen as the right way to go. And some people think, well, what happens if you take context, which is the tagging systems, which are not really impartial, and what if you take all the other metadata out of it and you just focus on the music? And so this is a very interesting take on that. And so have you found some interesting similarities that you didn't think maybe would go together, but actually when you hear it, you actually go, yeah, actually it makes a lot of sense?
Well, yes. For instance, when I play with my own collection, and I try to find funk music from I try to create a playlist of funk music. Since I don't have a lot of funk, I can find a lot of tracks from different artists.
Right.
That would not have been identified as funk music. For instance, from Serge Gainsbourg, or from people like that, and you're like, oh yes, you're right. There is this funky guitar here. You wouldn't have imagined. So that's very interesting, and it's also allows to, let's say, get out of this recommendation bubble, where you can end up with, let's say, recommender systems based on user data.
Yeah.
Sometimes you can go very far, and you find, let's say, recommendation that can be surprising.
Yeah.
So after that, the question is how much people want to be surprised.
Yeah. Exactly. And I remember I was talking to Pandora, for example, at South by Southwest, and they were talking about the fact that they have different ratios of surprise to not surprise results based also on the device where people are listening from. So if they're listening to a mobile or in the car or in the home, they sort of gauge where people are. And based on that, they also give them different types of comfort or out of comfort zone playlists. So that's a really interesting point to make as well. And so on that sense, of course, if people wanted to check out the technology from a licensing point of view, the CLR product is actually live, so people can actually go and check it out, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, so you can ask for a demo from our website, and usually it's quite quick. We just have to figure out a way to get the catalog, so it can be done through the API or just through FTP or anything else. And we set up a demo on, it takes us, let's say, a few days.
Great.
And then you can use it for 2 weeks, just to get a sense of how it could help you in your licensing activity.
Yeah, and that's going to be an interesting one because I keep interviewing companies that are having slightly different takes on, for example, licensing large catalogs for easy sync to movies or moving image or anything like that. And so it feels like there's a growing market of companies that are working in that vertical and trying to figure out ways to provide music to people that are producing videos and don't want to pay, $5,000 or even, sometimes $500 to license a track in the traditional way. So that's going to be super interesting. And in terms of the API, of course, you mentioned the end of the year. And on that front, monetization-wise, are you funded and are you keeping going that way?
Okay. So just to make it clear, the API for licensing is already...
It's already live. Yeah, perfect.
Everything is ready on that point. Yes, we are a team of six people right now.
Great.
And we are in the process of raising a bit of money. But actually, in France, it may be a bit different because we can have a lot of money from the government.
Right.
So we raised money from the government, and we are raising money right now from a venture capitalist. The idea is to grow the company the middle of September.
Yeah. Great. That's fantastic. And no, I'm really excited about it and look forward to seeing the API at work towards the end of the year as well. But you'd shown me the CLR product as well earlier this year. And for anybody listening, it works really well. So do go and check it out if you need that and see what it can do in terms of finding similar music. It's pretty impressive. And that's pretty much it for today, I think. I would encourage everybody to go and check out the company's website, which is at niland.io, which is niland.io, and you can find all the links there and the videos on the company. And Damien, anything else you wanted to add, or have we covered everything?
No, it's okay. I just want to thank you for this moment, and I was very glad to talk to you.
That's great. Thanks so much for your time. And thanks so much for listening to the DMT One-to-One Show. You can find everything out on digitalmusictrends.com, where you'll find the links to the One-to-One. But also do go on the site and check out the weekly news show, which comes out every Thursday, where we discuss the week's news in music tech with some fantastic guests. Thanks so much for listening. Have a fantastic week. And till next time.
If you enjoyed watching or listening to the show and would like to find more, head on to digitalmusictrends.com.